Welcome to our podcast. I'm Damla.
I'm Rebecca.
And I'm Eva. And today we'll be doing a lyrical analysis and discussing envy in pop music. We will be analyzing a song from the Grammy award-winning artist Olivia Rodrigo and deep dive into one of the songs that made her a global success, called Jealousy Jealousy. This song is particularly interesting in contrast to the rest of the album. To give you some pop culture context, Olivia wrote this album after her public breakup with her co-star, who left her for another famous artist. While the rest of the album deals with breakup and jealousy, the song Jealousy Jealousy is actually about envy. This is why a more accurate title would be Envy Envy.
This is the perfect moment to clear up the differences for our audience. Envy is a feeling that occurs when you don't have something that another person has. Jealousy, on the other hand, is a feeling that has to do with something that you own and is being threatened by a third party.
In Olivia's song, she's communicating her personal feelings and the fact that envy is a part of growing up. She's feeling the same as everyone else who is young, unsure, and lacking confidence. Just like people compare themselves to her, she is comparing herself to other people.
So let's dive right into the lyrics and the main themes, which are all connected and intertwined with envy. First, I'm going to talk about the theme of frustration. Afterwards, Rebecca is going to follow up with the topic of social media, and Eva will finish with the topic of materialism. First off, the lines, "Their win is not my loss, I know it's true, but I can't help getting caught up in it all," clearly establish what we've hinted at before, namely that the song is about envy, not jealousy. She explicitly states that she suffers no loss because other people seemingly live the life she wants. However, this conflict between what she thinks she should feel, her rational thoughts, and the way she feels, her emotions, cause frustration. The chorus, "I'm so sick of myself, I'd rather be anyone, anyone else. My jealousy, jealousy started following me," further explore this conflict of and how it affects her image of herself, even causing resentment towards herself by sharing her struggles with the audience and admitting that she too sometimes wishes she were someone else. She dismantles this image of celebrities living perfect lives. And to add to that, she says that her jealousy is following her, drawing an image of her envy, which she mistakes for jealousy, haunting her, emphasizing how destructive it is for her. Her frustration culminates in the bridge, where she seems to be overwhelmed by her feelings. However, it is clear from the very start of the song that she's frustrated, which she states makes her want to throw her phone across the room to get away from it all.
I think that is one of the most relatable moments. Her wanting to throw her phone after consuming social media posts for a long time. And it is also a great opener to the song. She's able to describe the process of looking at a lot of pictures from beautiful strangers and what it does to her, or someone her age in general. The song goes, "'Cause all I see are girls too good to be true with paper white teeth and perfect bodies." And I think anyone who has a social media account, especially if you're a public figure, knows that you only share your highlights, and you usually also filter or edit your highlights in some way or another on top. Like paper white teeth, that is not even special anymore on social media nowadays. And no one is blaming the creator's side here, but as a consumer, even if you are aware of it, it can alter your perception of what is actually normal and average. And she's aware of it. She continues by singing, "I know their beauty is not my lack, but it feels like that weight is on my back, and I can't let it go." She knows that comparing yourself only leads to misery and envy and unnecessary competition, but there seems to be a disconnect between what you know and what you feel as a result of so much exposure.
Yeah, I think it's the same disconnect that leads to the frustration that I've already talked about.
Exactly. And the bridge of the song is loaded with more examples that she feels envious of. She lists pretty faces, nice cars, and boyfriends. Now, of course, she's a really good songwriter and could totally try to simply give a voice to teenagers in general. But I would like to believe that she actually feels this way, at least in the past. So isn't it interesting to think that someone like her, who is talented, rich, and like objectively attractive, and to know that she also has these struggles and experiences, maybe they're lived on another level with different privileges and resources, but that doesn't necessarily change the intensity of her feelings. I'd say the grass is always greener on the other side is something that we could all feel at one point.
Right, and in this song, there are two other topics that are touched upon, namely materialism and classism. The exact lyrics from the bridge Rebecca just mentioned are, "In your daddy's nice car, you are living the life," which make it obvious that she envies other teenagers that come from money. What Olivia does so well throughout her song is verbalize her feelings, and here she verbalizes the feeling of inferiority that she gets through social media where people are showing off their lavish lifestyles.
Yeah, exactly. It's another list of things that she feels are missing in her life due to this comparison.
And in verse 2, with the lyrics, I see everyone getting all the things I want, I'm happy for them, but then again I'm not, just cool vintage clothes and vacation photos, she criticizes the modern society's obsession with having mountains of clothing and a tendency towards overconsumption, and generally a very materialistic way of life. The fact that she is singing about consumerism in a negative way is refreshing to see, as it is often something to brag about and be proud of.
While we are focusing on the lyrics, the structure of the song is just as valuable in communicating meaning. The notable repetition of the word jealousy emphasizes her anger. Especially when looking at the bridge in contrast to the rest of the song, we see her almost breaking down, being overwhelmed and lashing out.
And even though envy is not a new topic in pop music, especially with rap songs where artists brag about their lifestyle and social status, for example, Ariana's Seven Rings and Jack Harlow's First Class, Olivia is doing something different. She's being relatable by distancing herself from a celebrity status. She's even going a step further and normalizing envy, which is usually negatively connotated.
Overall, her song is a good example of authenticity in a contemporary piece of music. Now, as food for thought and to bring it back to our audience, what do you think? Why are we so envious of celebrities that we want to be them? Would you want to exchange lives with them? And should we even be envious?
I mean, in the end, she's, you know, just a teenager, just trying to figure out life like the rest of us were. I mean, she's even younger than us, so...
I mean, she's younger than you two, so that's quite a different thing. But I feel like the song and its message can still apply to a variety of ages. I mean, from 15 to 25.
Mm. I mean, from the friends I have, I just know that even in your 20s, you still try to figure out how to deal with all that. And I imagine it's not too different in a few years for most of us, because we grew up with social media and we always have this image of, you know, what we should present to others.
So do you theorize that this might take over into our 30s and 40s?
I could imagine so for most people. If we keep on being as engaged in social media, I think it could be a big problem if you don't do some self-reflection and figure out what you want to make out of social media and what you want to show others. Jealousy started following me. Started following me.